Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, now we made it to Friday on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Today, here we are, Friday, the November 21st, on the downslide to Thanksgiving. I'm Scott Pisano. There's Sandy Waters. What's up? Here we go. I'm ready for Friday. How about you?
Yeah, you ready? Did you get your turkey like you've been saying every day this week?
Actually, I did. Let me show you. Let me show you something.
What are you showing me? Frozen or fresh? No, obviously frozen, right? Yeah. You're going to get it now?
This was my list that I made yesterday of all the guests and all of the things that need to be done.
Oh, wait. And so we do have a head count because it always happens like the day before Thanksgiving.
I've got 11 people. 11 people. One of my sons, Anthony, he goes, Dad, this year I'm doing Thanksgiving with you. I'm like, oh, cool. Thank you. He usually goes to his Uncle Mark's. They have a big family gathering over at their place.
Is Anthony bringing anyone?
No.
Is Scotty bringing anyone?
I haven't talked to him whether he's coming or not, so we'll see. I don't think so. I don't think either of them are attached at this point. You remember how the American, what was it, the Farm Bureau put out that it's cheaper this year? The Thanksgiving? Where'd you go? Oh. Where are you? Oh, there you are.
I don't know.
Okay.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're there.
Oh, you turned me down. I was like talking.
I turned off the wrong channel. No, do you remember when the American Farm Bureau yesterday said that it's like $5.83 or something like that, a little cheaper than last year per person?
Yeah, even though before that we heard that it's up 40%.
Everything's going to be more expensive. How about this? This is like, I love 2025. I did everything online and had Instacart deliver everything I needed for Thanksgiving yesterday while I was blowing the leaves in the yard. I totally multitasked. It was great.
And how much was it?
It came out, I had to buy one of those, you know, those big tins of olive oil, the big giant ones. I had to get one of those. So I'm going to take that out of it. It ended up being about $72 for everything.
How?
This is my spatchcock turkey with anise and orange.
Okay, you don't have to go through your shopping list.
No,
but
no.
Cheesy
sausage and sage stuffing, garlic mashed potatoes, green beans, Brussels sprouts with maple and bacon, cranberry sauce. Okay, all of that came out to about $72.
How does my husband shop then? Because the bill is always $300, and I am not exaggerating. I'm not kidding. 14.
Okay, I have 11.
Well,
so it's about $6 a person, $6 a head.
He does do lasagna, 1,000-layer lasagna, and Italian wedding soup, and homemade stuffing, and a fresh turkey. And somehow he thinks it's okay to get the organic, most expensive fresh turkey, which makes zero sense to me.
My turkey was $11, $12. It was like 16-pound turkey. It's cheap.
Yeah, I don't know what. And he gets two turkeys because he wants to smoke one, and then I don't know. I don't
That's
know.
That's his thing, though.
He thinks he's like, you know, a restaurant owner for the night.
Well, that's his part of his love language, like me.
You know? It is. It is. But so, it's so not my love language, the bill. I can't wait for the day you say, oh, my gosh, Anthony, or oh, my gosh, Scotty came over with the so-and-so, and they're getting married, and they're having babies. I'm waiting for that day.
I can't wait for that day also. I cannot wait for that day. I don't push it. Once or twice a year, I'm like, hey, what's going on in your love life? Oh, well, I've seen this girl, and it didn't work out.
Would you rather it happen on a holiday or just a regular Wednesday?
Like, what?
The introduction of either that person or that big news.
Oh, I'd much rather have it anytime, but holiday would be better. It'd be fun.
Oh, you like the holiday kind of thing.
Like,
okay.
Come on in. This is what we do. Like, nice to meet you. Come on in. This
welcome
is what we
to
do.
The family.
Yeah, welcome to the family. Watch your soon-to-be father-in-law to get drunk off his ass watching football.
This might be the first and last time.
It'll be the test.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Hey, happy Friday on 98.9 The Buzz. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. What's up at you? A 42-degree start. Going to get close to 50 by later on today. With cloudy skies, possible isolated shower, but nothing serious. Not as cold as it's been for the last, you know, couple mornings. So that's good. What's up, Sandy Waters? How you
it's
doing?
It's a big, big weekend for a lot of you going to see Wicked.
Oh, yes, right.
Part two. Right? How do they refer to it as?
You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. The ways you've learned in France. I'll show you what shoes to
Did you watch it? Did you see the movie?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. When my wife and daughter start watching it at night, I always fall asleep because I'm a large 63-year-old baby, and I have to be asleep by 8 p.m.
But you did. You always have an excuse. Just say no. Do you have an interest in watching it?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. And every time I want to watch it,
watch by yourself. Is that not a movie you would watch by yourself?
I would, yes. Absolutely.
Are there certain movies that you wouldn't watch by yourself?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't watch any movie.
You know what? I'd like to do throwback 80s movies by my, or no, 80s TV shows by myself.
TV shows?
My husband wouldn't want to join in on that.
Right.
But 80s movies, I'd like to just watch with my husband because the kids are too judgy. The younger generation, they're too judgy of what we were exposed to as kids.
Oh, yeah, because it was like very simple back then. It wasn't as
this
complicated.
This is moving too slow.
Right,
what's going on?
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, no.
Okay, Well, you should. Well, you got to catch up.
Did you see
the movie?
I do because I really Wizard of Oz was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Was it really?
Oh God, yeah. You know, back when they used to play it like once a year on TV, and you have to sit and watch it. Yeah, but Wicked for Good in theaters now. Right tonight? Was it last night? They always come out on Thursday
night. I think
it
was last night. Yeah, I think it was last night that it.
Yeah. If I were a character in the Wizard of Oz or Wicked, I don't know, more Wizard of Oz.
I'll say, you don't know Wicked.
I would be, I would probably be the left-hand Lollipop Guild kid on the left-hand side who was a little out of step. You know,
we represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild.
They didn't do that in the new Wicked.
Not yet. No, maybe the new.
No,
one.
They did. They had the. They didn't sing that song. I don't think. Somebody tell me because they did go. You know, Glinda did show up in the town. Were they chanting something? No, I don't think so. Oh, now I can't remember. Somebody tell me. I watched the movie on the plane.
Over the
summer when I was flying to Europe to visit family.
Well, that's,
and I'm like, this is the perfect opportunity to watch this movie that everybody is talking
about. Absolutely, yeah. It's funny because, I mean, I saw the Broadway show when it came to Rochester, but I didn't see the movie, and I don't know how much it's.
Well, this is the fan favorite, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is like what could be, but... I don't know. Okay. You're not the lion. I would see you more as the lion, by the way.
Oh, really? The cowardly lion. You left cowardly out.
You're just a lion. You kind of, you're like a lion-esque kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. But he was scared of everything.
Well, I know, but
he was scared of his tail. His tail was like, argh.
It's kind of like you.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. Okay, maybe you're not.
If anything,
okay, fine. You're what?
What? Bumblebee.
That's it. You'd have to do the main characters in this movie are Glinda.
Yeah.
People pleaser. Sparkles. Social. Miss Popular.
Oh, yeah.
Elphaba.
Uh-huh.
Justice Warrior. Misunderstood. Sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
Furio. Fun-seeking. Clueless. But hot.
That would be me.
Or the...
How about you?
Fine. You'll be Furio.
What would you be?
I don't know. And last night we were talking about this at the dinner table.
Uh-huh.
And my husband's like, no, your mom would be the wizard. I go, the wizard?
Your mom?
You mean, hold on a second. I'm the wizard, the one who's like the fraud?
Yeah.
The one who's manipulating everybody and is the fraud? And he goes, no, you're the one. You could tell he was backpedaling. You're the one, you're like pulling the strings. You're like making things happen. If it wasn't for you, there'd be nothing.
Good save, Danger.
Yeah. Good, I was like, save. Oh my God.
Good,
my
save.
Husband just called me a power hungry fraud. Awesome.
On that note,
if your relationship needs a little bit more intimacy,
yeah,
we could do what Meghan Trainor does. Did you hear about this? Isn't new news, but I just.
No, you started to tell me about it yesterday, but I haven't heard. This is something that you had me write down, which I'm not sure. Can we say pooping together?
That's what it is.
Hold on. We'll get to that in just a few.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
There's your dose of Bon Jovi on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy, how are you doing this morning? We're going to see clouds today. Maybe a sprinkle. Nothing serious. And close to 48 degrees.
Listen, yeah. I wouldn't mind pooping with Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Even as I was saying it, I'm like, no, this ain't right.
That's the toilet paper.
Well, anyhow, so Scott and I were dying when we were talking about this yesterday. We're like, we got to bring this on the air. So Meghan Trainor, and this isn't new, but I don't know why.
The singer?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why it just all of a sudden popped up on my algorithm again, where she was talking about how she and her husband have side-by-side toilets.
Oh, man.
And I kid you not, side-by-side. Well, actually, that it was her old house where, and I guess she designed it that way because when they started having kids, I forgot, does she have one or two? It doesn't matter. When the kids were little, she's like, we always had to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom at the same time. Not that her house isn't ginormous. Pick a different bathroom. But instead of picking a different bathroom, she said, let's just get two toilets in the same bathroom.
And he was okay with that?
I guess. And she's like, it made our relationship so much closer. It's great.
How?
So now she's building. I don't know. And now she's building a new house. And the new house, the toilets are not going to be next to each other. They're going to be facing each other. So now, knee to knee.
No.
Which actually makes zero sense because she does say that she limits it, not necessarily pooping. It's the other one, number one. But then if you're face to face, you're not looking at his knees.
No.
Like it's not. No. So wait, I don't get the.
Hey, do you have to go to the bathroom? Yeah, me too. Okay, let's go. I mean, look at they hold hands and like.
I don't understand this at all.
I don't either.
Maybe it's something that we don't understand now because we've never experienced it.
This will never happen in my house. My wife will be like, no, if we're on the, you know, upstairs and she's in the bathroom, she's go downstairs. I'm in the bathroom. I'm like, I can't even be on the same floor.
Oh, stop it. Really?
No. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Oh, your wife is so cute.
I'm like, okay.
Do you love that? Does that make it cute? Like, do you see it as, oh my gosh, she's so cute and that's adorable and I'm more attracted to her because of that, or no?
And that does not cross my mind. No.
It doesn't cross my mind.
That doesn't, that's not the, wow, this is a romantic moment.
Well, you know,
kicking me off the floor.
Well, you know how sometimes your spouse has quirks that are so weird, but
they're
cute?
One. Yeah, that's one. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't want to go in, honestly, if that was happening. Hello, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Carmen.
Hey, Carmen.
Hey,
hi.
Carmen.
What's up, man?
Dude, I can't even go number one when somebody comes into the stand-up stall next to me.
I know. It's worse.
I just leave the bathroom.
Wait, really? You can't?
No, I just get, I don't know what it is, Sandy. It's probably a mental deficiency.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is, but I like, literally, if someone's at one stall and there's another one open next to it, I won't even go in it.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm like that, too.
I always wondered how you guys could do that, because I don't think I could either.
Well, the first thing...
You ever go to a Bills game and they give you a trough?
Yeah, I know. It's the worst. It's the worst. You stand there, and if you both come in at the same time and you have nothing, like, you try to make small talk. If you say nothing, it's weirder, right? So, like, hey, man, how's it going? Good. Then you have to make some excuse, like, yeah, I have to pee like a racehorse.
Yeah, how about that game?
Oh, my God. I didn't realize this.
Yeah.
This is so funny.
You're forced to talk to each other, and you don't want to. And the last thing you want to do is, like, look left or right. You just want to stand there, and you're looking down. You're like, body language.
Yeah, you just focus on that spot on the wall, Scott,
right.
And then you can't look left or right.
Right.
I don't understand why, like, if this is a universal thing, this is probably, you guys are probably the first two men who are openly discussing this. Probably every guy feels this, and they've never said it out loud. So why don't you guys have stalls like us women have, then?
Right. And there's always,
I don't even know.
There's always that one guy that comes sauntering in, and he's on full display. He's like, well, I gotta whip it out. Here it comes. Stand back, everybody. I'm like, give me a break.
Sandy, I don't even know if girls get this, but we get stalls that the doors open inward. So you have to step on the toilet to open
Ew.
The door.
Yeah.
Everything about the boys' bathroom is wrong.
Yep, you are correct. You are correct.
Oh, my God. I'm so enlightened.
Yeah, you too,
you
buddy.
You too. We love when you call in, by the way.
Did you put Carmen in the sack of thanks?
Oh, Carmen's absolutely in the sack of thanks.
You're in the sack of thanks, so every morning we pull a name and thank you.
Yeah.
So listen
okay.
up.
Okay. So I don't know. Megan Trainor says it is a game changer with their relationship. If anybody wants to try it and you got a couple, I don't know how
$1 million
much money,
to build two
it'll
toilets.
Be, yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
If your bathroom's even big enough, I wouldn't even have room. To be a rich person.
I know. To poop together. 98.9 to Buzz. Hi, it's Pisano and Sandy. Can I play the Thanksgiving song from Adam Sandler yet? Is it too soon?
I mean,
or?
You say it every year. I don't know if it holds up, but if you want to. Like, you kind of sometimes ask questions that you really don't look for the answer. You're going to do it
no matter
what.
Well, it's like, how soon?
As you look for it, let me give you the tease that, like, there's no more kids' table allowed.
That is... I actually almost like that idea.
Turkey.
You know what I mean?
Love to eat turkey. I love you.
You're right, it is annoying.
It is, but it is kind of nostalgic.
Of course it's good.
I know, right?
Okay, so you know how we're big fans of Sebastian Maniscalco. He's been on the air with us like a handful
of times. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now he's too big for us, but that's fine. That's fine. We'll just say
no,
that.
No, he's not. When he comes to town, he'll talk to us.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Well, he only likes us because we sold tickets. Anyway.
But anyhow, he's a funny guy. And so I saw him on GMA yesterday, and he said something that I was like, oh, my gosh. It'll immediately trigger you when you say no more kids table. So he says his wife's side of the family, they're getting rid of the kids table. So the kids are now sitting with them, main table, in the house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And, of course, he does not like it. But it did... It does trigger you, right? Like, it gives you something. You have an opinion about it.
Well, we've all experienced the kids' table, and it sucked when you were a kid, right? It's like, it's almost like this, like, this is not a family holiday. This is an adult holiday, you kids, for Thanksgiving. So you need to sit over there. Go away.
Let's be honest. Can we please be honest?
That's what the kids' table feels like.
No, but can we please be honest? We all don't have Sebastian Maniscalco-sized houses, okay? So we have to have a kids' table because there's no room for everybody in that one room, at that one table. Without a doubt, I just can't physically fit everybody in one room. That's why there's a kids' table.
But why don't you have two sets of adult and kids' tables?
Nah, we don't want to do that.
See? That's that old school, we're adults and Thanksgiving is not for kids vibe.
Yeah, you guys do your things because the kids don't really sit down and eat. They just goof around. And as an adult, you want to have a nice, fun conversation without having to babysit your own kid. So you shove them in another room. See no evil, hear no evil. Like, you just shut it down. That part of the kitchen doesn't exist.
It's true that, you know, you don't have enough seats at your big dining room table. You know, when you have a large set of people at your Thanksgiving Day party. But, like, my kids' table is kind of, like, right next to the dining room in the other room. Like, the two rooms connect, right? And the kids' table is where my brother, his two grown adult kids, and my niece's husband sit, along with, I think, my daughter and anybody else.
Can we be honest? You don't have any kids in your family anymore.
I've got Ellie. She's six.
That's it. She's got one table. She could sit by herself at a table.
Yeah, but I have two nieces that are under 13.
Yeah, they're not coming.
Not this year.
You just listed a bunch of adults. Okay, at the kids' table is my brother.
I know.
I'm like, there is no kids' table anymore.
It never was a kid's. I don't know. I would much rather sit at the kids' table and not deal with all the adults. I'd much rather sit there and play with my food.
Here's the other thing that he brought up that I was like, oh my God, that is so funny.
What?
Who eats first? Well, first, do you do like a sit down and then the food's in the middle of the table and you're all eating, or is it buffet style?
It's buffet style. We start in the kitchen, bring it into the dining room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who gets in line first? Is it the same person? Like, nobody's allowed to touch the food unless XYZ touches it?
No, there's no pecking order. It's usually the people that don't live in the house. It's usually all our guests go first. Like, I get my brother and sister-in-law. Come on, guys. I'm always like, come on, it's time to eat. Let's go. You know, Scott, Julie, you guys good kids? Come on, let's go.
Usually, okay,
Yeah, kids and
it's not your father-in-law?
No.
Gets in line first?
He's always very, like, he's the background guy. He'll go to the line last.
If he could. If there's no food left, that's fine. Dad's not eating. You're saying?
He's
that guy?
Kind of like that guy, yeah.
Yeah. Does anyone have it where the kids eat first?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, you want to feed the kids, you want to take care of them, and then you move on and take care of yourselves. So this is so funny because I never grew up where the kids eat first. It was like, no way in heck is the kid going to get in line first or served first. No way. And I guess when the kids were little, we did take care of them first, sit them at the table, give them their food, and then whether they stayed at the table or not, we didn't give a damn. We would go in the dining room, but served first was always my dad.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then it went to my brother-in-law's.
So it was the men first. Very old school.
Then my husband. How traditional.
Very old school. Very old
school. Then my husband.
Yeah?
My husband would wait because he was the one serving.
Cook, yeah, right.
Yeah. So he would wait, or sometimes not. I don't know, but isn't that wild? My dad always first.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't eat first. It's weird. It feels weird.
That's wild. That's the king. The king needs to eat first.
Not that he says he has to.
No, but like everybody kind of defers to him and lets him go first. He kind of commands that presence, right?
Yeah. I wonder how many other people have that where it's not. You don't even know why you still do it that way, but you feed that person first, or that person has to sit in that chair and nobody else can take that person's chair. It's like the same thing, right?
Yeah, I know. I got the plate. We're talking about that before. I've got my special plate of the antique dining set that my grandmother had or whatever. I always have this blue plate it's got like a gold around it kind of looking stuff.
What if somebody accidentally took your plate? Like, let's say new people are coming in.
No, it's always at the table first. So it's at my chair, which is one of the heads of the table. And then, so I always go and get my plate from my seat.
If somebody sat there,
mm-hmm.
Would you say something or would you just skip a Thanksgiving?
I'd bring out the turkey knife and stab them to death. No, it's no big deal. Whatever, crap. It's coming up at 6:47 on 98.9 The Buzz.
You
want me to be like so extreme. I don't give a crap. I don't care.
No, because you've talked about this plate a couple times now. You love this plate. If somebody else took your plate in your spot, would you say, excuse me, no, that's actually my spot?
I would not have a problem with it. I'm so lame.
I think you would.
No, I don't care. Honestly, I really don't.
I know your family is listening right now. Somebody, take his spot. See what happens.
Go ahead. I'll sit at
just
the kids' table.
Just wear body armor because he might really follow through with that.
It's first funny
suggestion.
Because I always do, though, end up being probably the last one to get the food because I'm cooking and serving.
Yeah.
I'm the last, yeah.
You're such a martyr.
I am.
Coming up on the show.
Maybe you should try cooking once.
No, your roles. My role is to clean. Okay. Coming up after 7 o'clock.
Yes.
You know where the Ruby Gordon building, the old Ruby Gordon building, sitting in Henrietta?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sad. You drive by it. You're thinking, oh. Yeah,
it's not there anymore.
Well, now we might know who's going to move in.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that coming up here on The Buzz.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spezzano and Sandy, waking you up.
Hey, you're on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Spezzano and Sandy here. Scott Spezzano. Sandy Waters, a dismal game for the Buffalo Bills last night, losing 19-23. Josh Allen sacked 8 times. Yikes. Dismal. But back on the football field
way
on November
3rd. Start with that.
I know.
Okay.
I'm a little.
You are Mr. Happy, aren't you?
No, I'm not Mr. Happy today. We want to apologize for being a little low key because I just stayed up for the game and I'm like, glad. It's like, so.
Okay. So yeah. Maybe this will get you excited when new businesses are opening up in Rochester. That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, we might have a good idea of what's going into the Ruby Gordon building in Henrietta. Mm-hmm. Now, that building, actually, I still kind of miss Ruby Gordon. It's like, aw. And the building, it wasn't too long ago where they renovated, like refaced it and stuff. So it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so it looks like it was approved. The proposal was approved that Asia Food Market will open up a second location. Now, they're already in Henrietta, Brighton Henrietta Town 9 Road.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The 47,000 square foot of the showroom plus the 65,000 square foot of the warehouse at Ruby Gordon will be Asia Food Market.
Wow.
The warehouse portion will be used as a distribution hub for their other stores in Buffalo, Syracuse, Ithaca, and Albany.
Wow.
Which I did not realize these people
big
had
business.
All those locations.
Yeah, big business. That's awesome.
This is huge.
Good for them.
So I was like, wow, is there a need for another location?
Seems to be. I mean, look at all the Asian Chinese restaurants, Indian restaurants, all the stuff that use those produce things that are around and are so popular.
Have you ever gone to that one on Brighton Henrietta Town Line? Or?
No, I've been by it, though. I've always wanted to go in because I like that stuff. Have you been in there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And you know what? It's like the nice people, but I felt like I didn't belong there. I felt like they were looking at me like, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I didn't understand half of the things that were on the shelves.
What were you in there for?
Actually, we were doing the what's in the box for a Christmas game for my family. So we wanted to get random food items.
What did you get?
I know. Well, we ended up getting, I think it was rice pad. I don't remember what we ended up getting. But anyhow. So, yeah, I walked in there and this probably is true with like the Italian store. I walk in the Italian store. Mm-hmm. There's a handful of them in Rochester. Yep. Specific stores cater to Italians.
You're right, yeah.
And I feel like I'm at home. Like the smell, the minute I walk in the door, it's like smack.
Yeah.
It smells like my nonna's kitchen in her garage Italy, in Porta La Pellegna. You know what I mean? But I walk into here and I'm like, yeah.
I don't know. What is this stuff, right?
I don't know what any of this says because all the labels are.
It's like when you go into like Lori's Natural Foods, which is also a cool place. That's like a little bit foreign to me when you're seeing all these bins of grains and different things. You're like, what?
This is not Wegmans. I'm not healthy. What is this? I don't belong here.
This tub of peanut butter's got a bunch of oil on top of it. What's this?
What is happening? Sir, you're in the wrong store. Even though they obviously welcome everybody, come on. You feel like I shouldn't. So I was looking up because if this is a second, and I don't know, like I saw somewhere where the store part would be like the Asian food grocery store and mm-hmm. then the warehouse would be the distribution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's for sure because they didn't solidify all those little details, but mm-hmm. let's say mm-hmm. there's two locations.
Okay.
Is there really a need for two locations of Asian food? So I started to think, like, how many Asians do we have in Rochester?
Okay.
And I was shocked to learn what ethnic groups live here in Rochester and who is the biggest. Who do you think it is?
You got some demographic data?
I do.
Okay.
Based on the American Community Survey.
Okay.
What do you think? Who do you think is number one? Biggest population in Rochester is what?
Of ethnic groups?
Monroe County.
Oh, let me think. I heard there's a very large Nepal group of people from Nepal in Rochester.
Oh.
Nepalese, I think is the word for it. But that's probably not the biggest.
I mean, what do you think is the biggest?
Ukrainian?
No.
Wow.
I thought it was Italians.
So I heard there's 30,000 Ukrainians living in Rochester.
Okay. It didn't even make the list when I said, what are the top groups? I got to look up specifically Ukrainian. Maybe I got to ask it specifically Ukrainian. But I thought it was the Italians. Because how many Italian stores do we have? A lot. We got a lot of Italians here, right?
Yeah.
Second.
That's the
biggest.
Second largest?
Germans.
Oh, wow. How about that? Really?
I did not know that. Huh. Lived here my entire life.
Yeah.
Germans are the biggest group of people here in Rochester. Then Italians, then Irish.
Uh-huh. Right.
Then English,
mm-hmm.
Polish,
mm-hmm.
Asian
yeah.
at 3.9%.
And it doesn't mean that if they open an Asian market that only Asian people can shop there. That's the thing. I mean, there's a giant need for Asian food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just, and then Jamaican, 0.65.
Yes, because they're Jamaicans too. Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know.
Look up the
Where's
Ukrainians?
Our German people?
You look up the Ukrainians.
I don't remember a German store. We need a German store then, right?
Yeah. There used to be, was that place called? Hofbrauhaus. Remember that restaurant? Hofbrauhaus?
Vaguely.
It wasn't a grocery store or anything. It's just
but
a
why
restaurant.
Isn't there, if there's so many Germans live mm-hmm. here in Rochester, why isn't there a German store? Why isn't there an Irish food store? Like there's an Irish import store, right? But is that it, like mm-hmm. a grocery store?
Nope.
Because we don't like the Irish food? Like why? I would be offended.
Give me one example of Irish food.
I'm not sure. Corned beef?
Corned beef and cabbage.
As I was saying it, I'm like, I don't even know what is considered Irish food.
Anyway.
But there you go. So Ruby Gordon might see life again soon.
There you go. It's coming up on about quarter after 7 now, 98.9 The Buzz. It's a kickoff the weekend Friday, a little after 8:30 this morning.
Yes, and we're about to walk into the courtroom. This is where we need you to join in on the show, 818-2899, because we're judging Jerk or Justified what teachers are banning in the classroom.
Okay, keep it right there on the buzzer.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey, AUDACY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not every choice is clear, so we're putting it to the test on Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Here on 98.9 A Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy, and if you somehow have been shielded from hearing multiple 6-7s every day.
Don't ever say it like that again.
Consider yourself lucky, okay? Just consider yourself lucky. Somehow it became Dictionary.com's 2025 word of the year, even though it's not even a freaking word. So we have a cure. And thank you to Carrie Underwood from American Idol. Listen to this. To get a kid to stop saying 6-7. Here's her idea.
Every time the kids say 6-7, we have to immediately say 5-3-0-9.
That'll
and
work.
And if we all band together and do that, It will stop. It's going to take all of us.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Isn't that brilliant? 5-3-0-9.
That's so funny. They have no idea either. Just like we're so clueless, they're so clueless.
Exactly. So kids don't know what that, and we play that song all the time, right? It's, you know, Jenny.
So that is a funny idea. Or we could walk into the courtroom and decide if this idea is Jerk or Justified.
What's
so
that?
There are some teachers, and I'm curious to find out if there are any local teachers who are doing this. They are actually banning 6-7 in the classroom. And if any kid is heard saying it, They are punished. There was one teacher, like in Michigan, I think she is, and she's like, if I catch you saying 6-7, you will have to write out, I will not say that ever again 67 times, or something like that.
on the chalkboard.
Yeah, something. I don't know if they have a chalkboard.
Chalkboards, yeah, that's right.
What was the other? There was another teacher, like in Jersey. It was a fourth grade class, and she's like, so they have to, I mean, these are little fourth graders, so they have to write out something 6 times. If they have a second offense, 7 times. If they have a third offense and more, 67 times.
I asked our first grade teacher, my daughter's first grade teacher, we had a student, you know, the parent-teacher conferences this week. And she's like, it's not real. It's cute when they say it. They don't do it all the time. So we have no problem with it because we're talking about it on the air. I'm like, is it? She goes, yeah, but the upperclassmen in the elementary school, that is, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, it's a bit much.
Okay. So what do we say about the teacher who is banning and punishing kids for saying 6-7 in the classroom? Do you think it's jerk or do you think it's justified?
And let's go. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Good morning.
It's her.
I say it's a jerk move.
Yeah, I do too. Let kids be kids.
Because the kids, that's all they want to do is get a rise out of you. And if you're giving them a punishment, they've accomplished their goal.
Uh-huh.
This is
now, are you
those...
a teacher? You're not a teacher, right, Janelle?
I actually am.
Oh, you are? So do your students say this in the class?
No. But my daughter does. My daughter says it at home. So, yeah.
I had a song come on, Rando, in the kitchen. And it was like a kind of a, like a loungy, soft kind of beat thing. And their hook was 6-7. And I'm like, ah! And my daughter started laughing. 6 years old. She goes, oh my God, that's so good. It was like, it's everywhere. It's creeping everywhere. So you think it's a jerk move to squash these kids. Look, Sandy and I were talking the other day about this and how this is no different than back when we were in school. We were like, duh, or doy, you know, like little phrases that kind of peaked and then fell off the map again, right?
Yeah. We used to say Daihita a lot in my family.
Wait, what'd you say?
Daihita.
Like,
you're an idiot.
Okay. I'm either going to start saying that or Daizita.
Daihita.
Daihita.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to start
saying
that.
Sounds like a rash.
Let's start it. Let's start that. That's the new thing. Okay. What grade do you teach?
I am in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I'm trying to think of in the elementary school, I could only imagine how annoying. Like, at first, it's cool, it's funny. But then after hearing it day in, day out, and it's always disruptive, and chances are it's always the little boy, you can't get anything done in the classroom. So I'm putting my tally under justified because I could see how it could wear on you.
Okay. I'm saying jerk, and you're saying jerk. So we got two jerks and one justified. Thanks, babe.
Thank you. 818-2899. Messages are coming in on social media, and you can reach out to us that way, too.
Okay.
Jerk, absolutely ridiculous. Kids are just having fun, and now teachers are acting like they're criminals.
Uh-huh.
Let them say 6-7.
It'll go away. It'll die off if you ignore it.
Justified. If it's disrupting the whole class, I get it. Learning comes first, and sometimes teachers have to draw the line. See, I'm on your side. Mandy, I am totally on your side because for us, it's so easy to say, hey, just be cool. But if you can't get through a sentence without a disruption, that must be so annoying.
Hi, The Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
I feel like it is not justified.
And so it's jerk, right? Just leave the kids alone.
She can't even say the word jerk. She's too nice. Okay.
Sorry, my phone cut out. Honestly, I have an elementary school teacher, and to get the class's attention, she'll say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the class yells 6, 7. You gotta lean into it.
Yeah.
Lean into it, and then it's like, you know.
Then it becomes a big deal. Did you hear?
Oh, my God, that's so great. Back in our day, we would just put up, what did the teacher do? Raise their hand with the peace sign and then just patiently wait for all of us to do the same.
Yeah, right. Hand signal. Did you hear
coyotes for everybody.
Did you hear what Carrie Underwood said? How to get rid of 6-7? Did you hear what happened?
No.
Here,
no.
Let me play it for you. Take a listen to this.
Every time the kids say 6-7, we have to immediately say 5-3-0-9.
Oh, that's so cute.
There you go. There's an idea for you, teachers.
Yeah, there you go. Do that one. They'll be like, huh?
You have to do that instead because the general... Oh, look at this text. Wait a minute.
Thank you. Bye.
I mean, this case is pretty much closed. You're a jerk, but I got to read this text.
What?
This is what happens when adults can't handle TikTok trends. Let the kids have some fun.
The verdict is jerk.
Yeah.
Back off, teachers. Yeah. Relax a little bit. Yeah. I love the lean into it idea, right?
Jerk. Yeah. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
So perfect. All right, coming up on the show, setting boundaries when your adult kids are moving back in. Win the day with James Whitaker. We have Honesty Box and Giving Thanks to You with Kickoff the Weekend.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
James Whitaker is on 98.9 The Buzz. He's been our bud for a couple of years now, and we don't know why.
Nope. And we're not letting him go. We're holding on very, very tight.
We're winning the day with him. James, thanks for joining us again this morning.
I love it. Always here to help.
Okay, so Terry reached out to us. She wasn't able to come on the air, but she left us a message. Mm-hmm. Our adult son moved back home to save money while he's working, but it feels like he's regressed back to being a teenager. He doesn't help around the house, leaves dishes in the sink, and just kind of expects everything to run like it did when he was a kid. We don't want constant tension, but we also don't want to feel like we're being taken advantage of. How do we reset the expectations, establish some clear, quote, adult rules without turning it into a big argument or power struggle?
Wow. Whoa.
That's such a good one that I know so many people can relate to.
Sure.
Yeah, and this was from Terry, you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, I feel like this needs to be a reality TV show.
Right?
This would be fun. Like, we could get some views for this.
I know.
All right, here is what I would suggest. This is very interesting. If you have an adult son who is exhibiting this behavior, the very first thing I would do before anything else is listen, and listen with more than your ears. I would listen with your eyes. I would listen with your body language. I would listen in every possible way to how this person is feeling about their life. Maybe they've had some challenges going on behind the scenes that they're embarrassed to share. There could be any number of things happening. So listen, find out what mental state they're in. They're not going to tell you, hey, my mental health is a 7 out of 10 or a 4 out of 10. They're not going to say that.
Right.
Your job is to create the environment and come up with the right questions that enables them to feel comfortable opening up in just enough of a way that you're able to find out exactly what they're going through to see if there's anything else there. I think that's a very, very clear step for number one, because mental health is such a big, big thing.
Yeah.
Number two is slow down. Go and find some, you know, I would be frustrated in that situation as well. I get frustrated when my 3-year-old son doesn't put his plate in the dishwasher.
Like, hey, tell me about it.
I feel like, you know, my wife travels a ton for work. I'm trying to get the house clean before she gets home, and I'm just following this tornado of
exactly
kids around the house.
Like, can you put that in the garbage? Put that in the garbage. It's right there.
Yeah, exactly. I really empathize and relate to your concern. But find some common interest to really repair that relationship, because when it doesn't matter who it is, familiarity breeds contempt. When you're living in close quarters with each other, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to get pissed off. So just find some time to go and slow down and find a bit of joy in the day. So it's another thing that I would do. And obviously you could see how that leads to the first thing that I mentioned about mental health. And then number three, this is a bit of a ninja move. I would be explaining and communicating your feelings once you've done those first two things, and say, we love having you back. It's so good seeing you around the house more and more. You mean more to us than anything else in the world. We're here to support you. When you're here, it feels like we're being a little bit taken advantage of because of these things that have happened. We'd love your help on the best way to go about fixing this. What do you suggest?
Put it on him.
What are you doing?
Put it on him.
You're communicating your feelings, which is, you can't argue with that your feelings are not his, and you're asking him to be able to solve that problem. So if it's his solution, he's going to be much more empowered to make that change to solve that problem.
That's like ninja blackmail.
I know.
It's awesome.
So good.
Good title for a book, Scotty.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes. Awesome. If you ever want to come on the air with us, or if you have a message or question for James after listening to his podcast, Win the Day, you can reach out to us directly, 818-2899 or sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. But in the meantime, follow James at James Witt, WHITT.
Win the Day with James Whitaker. Thanks, buddy. See you next time.
Love it. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
It's Honesty Box time on 98.9 The Buzz. And Spisano and Sandy, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Everybody who comes in the studio contributes to the Honesty Box. One thing. Box.
Mm-hmm. Box.
Box.
Like the beer.
One thing they love about the show, one thing they hate about the show, and one question that we will have to answer no matter how uncomfortable it is.
Exactly.
Pop it open.
Wow, look at that. There's so many in there.
They're jam-packed. Okay, I'm going to go to, oh, one fell on my lap, so that one.
There's that one.
A middle one, and one that fell on my phone. Okay
there
very
you go.
Very good. Here we go. Here's our
ladies
three.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Oh. Honesty box time.
Uh-huh.
Who is your favorite band or singer?
Ooh, yeah. I know yours.
Listen to him like, yeah.
I know yours.
Okay, what's mine?
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, okay.
That's really hard for me to say. Oh, man.
Come on, I know yours.
So many. Who?
Yours would be Bono, because you even met him, and he was cool.
I do love you, too, and I do love Bono, so I guess you're right.
Oh, I love that, how we answer for each other.
It's funny, yeah. He calls me Scarface. Do you think if we ever crossed paths again, he'd be like, Scarface?
I was just going to say, you said he calls me, as yes. if it's like...
Yesterday.
Yeah, right.
No. It was like 20 years ago. That's fine.
One time. Not no. called. Calls.
No.
Oh, that's right. Then you saw...
Like four times. We met four times.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought it was two. Oh, four?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're buds with Bono.
Seriously, last time we were at the Sky Dome in Toronto backstage. We got backstage, and he spotted me from across the room. He goes, it's always Garvey's.
Okay, DM him. Come on. Get him on the air.
I don't have his DM.
No, DM means Instagram.
Yeah, he's going to see it.
Instagram.
Yeah, like he's allowing me to be his friend and to allow him to DM.
It's Scarface. Yo!
Remember we drank the Guinness and champagne mixed together? It was good.
I'm sure if you told him, if you messaged him and said, hey, listen, they don't believe me that we met and you nicknamed me Scarface, just come on the air and give me some cred.
Yeah.
And he absolutely would.
You think he would? I think
Can
he
you
would.
Do it?
Yeah, he probably would.
Leave a voice memo right now.
Yeah, you know, forget the Nobel Peace Prize and all that stuff he's won since we've met.
Okay.
You know, it's fine.
No big deal. He's a good down-to-earth guy.
All right, so that's the one. Okay, beat that one to death.
I'm trying to get Bono on the air. It's a problem. Okay. Love that familiar faces are still in town all these years.
Oh, that's kind of sad, isn't it?
I don't know how to take that.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, we're familiar faces
we're
still
familiar faces
in town.
What?
All of these years.
All of these years. That's good. No, I take that as a positive.
I do, too.
You didn't at first.
Well,
you're like,
I don't know.
All right. You've always wanted to be old and wrinkly, so here you go.
Familiar face, familiar voice. Who? That's who we are.
Okay.
Oh, wow. A hate.
Oh, good. Finally.
Where's the mayor for this one? Parking meters. Listen, that does bother me. How we have to have people who come in the studio and hang out with us pay for parking.
I know.
And every time I tell them, listen, you can park at the meters.
Yeah.
Roll the dice if you want to put money in or not.
They, you know, sometimes I think I've been nailed twice this year in the whole year by not putting. I never put money in the parking meter.
You know what would be really nice? If we were truly, genuinely nice people.
Oh, we would not only feed them, we would also pay for their parking.
Yes,
I know.
And I feel like you're making more than me because I know you make more than me. And you have this 3D printing side business now that you've just started with
friend. It's not a side business.
You started into a business.
No, I don't know.
So you got the money more than I do.
Okay.
Can you start paying for parking?
No.
Oh my gosh.
This is the honesty box.
Yeah, I guess it is. Okay.
And we'll do it again next week, same time here on 98.9 The Buzz. Oh, it feels so good to kick off the weekend here on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. And here we are. This is good. This is good. Lots of plans this weekend, Sam?
I don't know about this weekend. I know I'm staying home, but my family keeps going back and forth whether they're going with my niece to the Penn State game or not.
Yeah, right. Aren't you supposed to, isn't this the weekend where you guys get your Christmas tree?
Oh, God, yes, that's right. Oh, it doesn't feel right to say that. Yeah. Are you getting yours, too, this weekend?
No, I asked Jill. It's funny because, like, as things should, like, as things happen in life, it's like, wow, what a coincidence. I got my flyer from Wilbert's Tree Farm, and I'm like, oh, this is perfect. We can go get our tree this weekend. She's like, nah, I can't do it this weekend. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, like, stop. Nah. If you don't do it this weekend, when are you going to have time?
Oh, right after Thanksgiving on Friday.
I said that in sarcasm. Yes,
I know,
very
right?
good.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
It is time to, because before Christmas is yes. Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So, leading up to it and actually up to Christmas, we're going to be giving thanks to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, we dig into the sack of thanks. What did you say?
Yes.
Sack of thanks. That's what Scotty has.
The sack of thanks.
Scotty has called it the sack of thanks. It's a bunch of names. It's a little sack filled with names of our Buzz family who often calls into the show.
Yeah.
And is part of the show.
Yeah, so
if you have never called in, please call in anytime. We'd love when you're on the air with us.
Yeah, get in to be part of the Buzz fam. As you are anyways. All right.
Okay, so now we have to. We have to gush and say why we're thankful for Joanne from Gates.
Oh, Joanne from Gates. Yeah. Did she, did Joanne from Gates come to our first listener lunch that we did?
Yes, she did.
Yes.
That's where we first met her face to face.
That's right. That's right. She's always very level headed and has a great opinion whenever she calls in. And she's mostly, I don't know if she's more pro-Sandy or pro-Scott when it comes to agreeing with us.
You know what? That's what I noticed about Joanne. She's very neutral.
Yeah, I know.
She does not play favorites.
Switzerland.
Even though I try to pull her to my side, she does not. She does not play. She's not playing favorites. But she's a wonderful mom. She's just the sweetest, kindest woman. A wonderful mom. Mm. And you're right, Scotty, in that when she calls in, she's always like, all right. It's almost like she's like, we're one of her kids. All right, kids, now really.
I'm waiting for her to scold us one day.
I know, me too. Me too. She does have that sound in her voice where it's like she's about to yell at you.
Joanne,
but in a sweet way.
Joanne from Gates, we love you. Thank you for being our friend.
Let's go.
The best station in Rochester.
I'm singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Yeah. I'm just going to forget that the Bills lost last night and just go into the weekend saying, hey, let's have a great weekend, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know how it is. All right. All right. From us to you, thank you for joining us. We'll be back again Monday morning to start it all off again. And now it's time to kick off the weekend. Yes.
It's Pizzano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.